Welcome to the Creative Financing Podcast, where you'll learn how to structure terms and use various creative financing strategies to create profitable deals for short and long-term wealth. Whether you're a buy and hold investor, wholesaler, or flipper, learning creative financing will help you do more deals and unlock profits that you may not even know existed. On the Creative Financing Podcast, we break down actual deals we and our guests are doing and simplify the methods and terms used to execute these strategies. Now, let's dive in and create some terms.
Hello and welcome to the Creative Financing Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Gallegos, here with
Jeff Rappaport.
And this is going to be part two right here of Deal or No Deal. And this is where Jeff has pulled some leads that has came into his own company. And he's presenting me with the information and asking me what I would do, whether it's a deal or no deal up front. And then if it's a deal, what offer I would make. And so if you've listened to the last episode, it really has me on my toes trying to think through this. And it's a great, great exercise for myself, and I think it should be a great exercise for you guys as well, because it really, you know, if you're following along and you're trying to, you know, think in your head what you would do, then you know, there's so much that can be learned from this. So thank you, Jeff, for that. Yeah. I think this is a really cool concept, deal or no deal, and I think we should definitely do more of these because it's just such a great learning instrument.
I think it's all about practice and being able to train yourself to think in certain ways. And I can tell you what I do, but the more I can tell you, the more repetition you have. And if these episodes are probably best to not certainly listen to them in your car or at the gym or wherever, but then go and sit down with a pad of paper and write down the numbers and work through some of the numbers where you start seeing and feeling, you know, what it is, you know, why we're trying to structure things in a way that we are.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay, so the last one we talked about, two deals or two leads that came in. Now you got number three. Let's hear it.
So, and by the way, remember on the last episode, so we thought deal number two was a no deal, at least I went into it, and I'm going to now make an offer, so I'll keep you updated on if anything happens with that.
All right.
So, things can change. All right, so here is example number three, Jonathan, so
okay.
Let's see what you can do with this one. This one's a single family residence. 5-bedroom, 3.5-bath, 4,200 square feet, big house, built in 1998, 1.2 acres, big lot, 3-car garage, finished basement, needs medium repairs, and if you remember, that's what we ask our sellers, light, medium, or heavy repairs. They're repairing a deck as we speak, so when I say repairing, I hope replacing, but I'm not sure. It needs carpet, paint, landscaping, flooring, cabinets. It's updated is what my guess is, and it's been used as a rental in the past, and it's currently vacant. There is a mortgage. They would not tell us how much they owed. They would not tell us how much of a monthly payment they have, which normally would mean deal is dead.
Yeah, as far as terms.
Yep. They want to be able to rent the property. So this was a rental lead for $2,000 a month.
Okay.
They have rented it in the past to family members, so they've made very little to no money doing that.
Right.
They would be open to selling it for the right price and the right terms. They have no idea what it's worth. They just want us to present an offer.
Okay.
Deal or no deal, Jonathan?
Well, on a bigger house like that, I mean, the expense, I mean, even if what they need is just carpet and paint, but you said cabinets, I mean, that to me,
that's a deck.
And a deck. That sounds more heavy than light.
certainly in the medium to
yeah
above, but probably more as a rental. I hope. Yeah, and remember, haven't seen this property as of yet. And the way that, just so we can back up really quick, the way that we typically do this is that we get a lead.
Yeah.
We analyze that lead. And so we pre-screen that lead. We try to gather as much of the information as we can. And we analyze that lead. So we run some comparables, see what the house is worth.
Right.
And then we will just make them some offers through an LOI, a letter of intent. We will email it, and then our acquisition person will follow up, discuss it. And if we come to terms, we will sign a purchase agreement, and then we will go see the property.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll say, all right, we're close. Come see the property before we sign anything. We'll do that. That's not our first choice, but we'll do that.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're not close enough. We can't quite close the gap. And then we say, let's come see the property. Maybe it's not. It doesn't need as much work as we're thinking.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So just so everyone gets an idea of how we structure things.
Okay.
So
what's the ARV on that? Do you have an ARV?
I have not even run it. So
okay.
This would be my guess, though. Okay? Just a guess.
Okay.
This property is probably fixed up worth $420,000 to $500,000 or more.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just guess.
So you want to call that 450?
You can call it whatever you like.
Okay. So 450.
Being on as much acreage, I mean, and I'm not sure if the acreage is part mountain, so it might not be all usable acreage.
Okay.
And that's my guess, actually, because it's up in, like, the foothills. So my guess is that the actual usable amount of land is probably
what the house sits on.
A third of an acre, or, you know, maybe a little bit more, but it's actually on, I think, 1.2 acres.
Okay. So, I mean, even at the high end, so if I was just going to make a cash offer,
okay,
this is how I would do it.
Okay.
I would take the high end of the ARV, I would say 500, and I would times that by 0.8.
So in our market right now, rehabbers will, why don't you explain your equation that you're using right now?
So yeah, rehabbers will pay 80% on the dollar minus repair costs.
So ARV.
ARV times 0.8 or 80%.
Okay.
Yep.
Minus repairs.
Minus repairs, and repairs on that, I would say.
What do you?
I mean, for a big house, like, I mean, cabinets, paint, deck, I would think.
My guess is you probably remodel some bathrooms.
50K is what I have in my head.
50, okay.
Yeah.
And I think that's 50. Too low, personally.
Yeah.
I think it's probably more like 60 to, you know, depending on what kind of shape it is, maybe 60 to 80.
Yeah, and that's just because it's such a big house.
Yes. And you can't do the same kind of repairs, the renovation on,
yeah,
you know, something on that you're going to sell for 500 or more.
Absolutely.
Is going to be different than
the finishes 300. Have to be higher end.
That's,
yeah,
right.
So my initial cash offer, I would say, is somewhere around 350.
350.
And okay, that might be too high.
Okay.
So I'd have to kind of run harder numbers, and when I say harder numbers, I mean I would have to take that 500 and then minus what I would be paying an agent to sell the property, and
sure,
then minus hard money costs. And
yeah, when you think about if you're hiring an agent, you know, an after repaired value, let's say you're trying to get 500,000, that's costing you $30,000 if you're not, you know, if you're paying them, you know, full commission.
Yeah. Yeah, and that doesn't, I mean, that, and there's no buyer's closing costs in that. And so that's 465 right there, just taking off 7%, so 1% in title costs and 6% for agent fees.
And chances are that you may also pay closing costs for the seller to take that low,
yeah,
price. So there's some more. There's certainly, if you were doing hard money on this, this one could hurt.
Would be really expensive.
Yeah.
So maybe offering the seller a short-term financing offer.
So you would make an offer.
Yeah. Oh, but, yeah. So I would make an offer because they don't know what it's worth, and there's a lot unknown here.
Yep.
We don't know what their payments are, their interest rate. They're not very open. We actually don't have a lot of information here. So, and if you don't have a lot of information, the easiest thing to make is a cash offer, right? So we can make, you know, a cash offer of somewhere around the 350 range, or we could do a short term and offer them a little more, somewhere around the 365 range.
So first of all, cash offer, you know, it sounds like you're kind of hesitant already.
Yes.
So why not drop that down even, you know, give yourself a little more cushion.
A little more room there.
You know, 332. You know, drop it down another 18 grand or something. And then now it looks like you're going toward a short-term finance type offer, correct?
Yeah, like a cash offer, 330, right?
Yep.
And that's if we have to get hard money on it. Yep. Maybe offering them little whatever our hard money expenses might be, we could offer them up to that.
Come with so when you're talking a short term, how long of a term are you thinking?
I would want a year on this because it's such a big house.
Good point. Yeah.
Because you can rehab it.
This isn't a 30-day rehab.
No, it could be a 6-month rehab.
It could.
And so with that, yeah, you would want up to a year. So I'd do maybe, yeah, I would want a year.
Okay.
I would offer a year. And if they didn't like that, maybe 8 months.
Okay.
with an option to extend.
Good idea. Yep.
So I would do a short-term finance.
And remember, we're doing this blindly. So, you know, we could go see the property and find out, oh, it's not anywhere near what we were thinking. Or it was, oh, it's even more than what we were thinking.
And hard money costs are going to be somewhere around $26,000, I would think, or more if you held it longer.
Paying cash.
Yeah.
So maybe 30 grand down and $3,000 a month payment for 8 months.
Yeah.
Plus a couple of points.
Yeah.
I mean, you're into it for 30 plus thousand.
Yeah, you're right. So I would offer somewhere around, I guess, short-term finance, somewhere around 355 if they're willing to finance it.
Okay. So tell me about what would you offer? So what would be a down? What would be a monthly payment? What would you come up with?
So down, that's a good question. I would throw, just thinking about it off my head, 50 grand. I would throw 50 down.
Okay.
if they're financing it.
Okay.
And then bring in the rest of the rehab costs.
Okay. What would you try to structure a monthly payment?
I would want it interest only.
Interest only?
Yeah.
Okay. So 330, so they're financing about 280?
Yeah.
And what would you offer interest-wise?
5%.
So about $1,166 a month.
And that's not a lot.
No. Might not cover what their mortgage is. I don't know. Maybe it would. That's principal. That's only interest.
Yeah.
I'd still have taxes and insurance. And it would certainly help to know what their payment is, right?
I mean, so you know if that works or not for
right.
them, because that might not even cover their payment.
So,
so that's what I would do.
Okay.
Along those lines.
Okay. And I like it because all of a sudden you're starting to think about, hey, how can I make a couple of different options here?
Yeah.
However, what is the one, you know, the way that I look at this lead, first of all, I love this lead. I really like this lead.
Because it's a higher end property.
Well, beyond all that, okay, this is what I like, is that they said they want to rent the property for $2,000 a month. That's what their plan is. They're open to selling it. they might or might not even want to cash out of it right now. They're talking, they like getting
2,000. They like that cash flow.
Okay, yeah.
That's why you like it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So
you just got to
give
them something
close to that.
Here's
the only research I've done on this property, okay? I've done one thing so far. This literally just came in yesterday, and I just saw it late last night when I was putting this together.
Okay.
So I've not done any comps. I could ask my comp guy that's sitting right over here and see if he's done it. I don't think he has either. He does? Okay. Well, but what I did is I ran just what, and it's hard to find rents for like a 5-bedroom, 4,200 square foot home.
Yeah.
So, but my guess is that you would be able to get anywhere from 2,000 to 2,900. Now, 2,900 probably going to need to be much nicer than what this property is.
Okay.
But do you see a spread there?
Absolutely, yeah.
Do we have to necessarily, when you're renting something for $2,000, so I did one other thing, okay? So I ran some comparable rents, okay?
Okay.
And then I looked up what the taxes are.
Okay.
The taxes are probably about $200 a month, right in that range. So when you're renting for $2,000 a month, don't you have to pay your taxes and insurance? Doesn't that come off? I mean, that's an expense for you.
Absolutely.
So in reality now, on a property like this, I mean, tax or insurance might be $60, $70 a month or more. So I would say $270 would be coming off that $2,000. So they're only netting, close to $17. And if they're doing it, they're probably going to pay the water, sewer, garbage, right? I mean,
yeah.
That's almost typical.
Yeah. It's another $100.
Who knows on this property? I mean, if there's that much land.
Yeah.
So let's call it another $150.
Okay.
So aren't they down to, they're netting.
So they're down to $1,550.
Yeah.
Right now.
So
a $1,500 payment a month, but you could probably entice them with that.
Pretty close,
if you were to show them those
pretty
numbers.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
If that's what they're netting.
Yeah.
Pretty close. So this is what I like about this property. So I don't know what it's worth.
Uh-huh.
I have an idea. I don't care right now because I can structure, and they probably don't care that much either. They know it needs work. They know that they'd have to go do the work to get the higher price.
Okay.
I just hope that it's in decent condition.
Yeah.
Decent. Because what could we go do? Well, we could structure this in a lot of different... I don't know what the payment is, but I do know that if they were getting $2,000 a month, it's covering whatever.
Yeah.
Right. So, and I know that taxes and insurance are coming out of that, and I'm assuming that they're counting on covering the water, sewer, garbage. So my guess is that $15 plus $100 a month covers it. So
yeah.
And they'd be happy with that.
Right.
So could I go and offer them a lease option?
Absolutely.
Maybe it'd be a higher rent just because, they're still going to have to pay all those expenses. But I could.
Yeah.
And I'd go and offer this to someone else. I'd pick a price. So let's say that we thought it was worth $500,000. Let's say I go and see it and it needs $50,000 in repairs. So maybe I offer them $425,000, and do in 2 years, 3 years, whatever they want, as long as it's, 2 years or more.
Okay.
With, a security deposit, $2,000 down, and I now go and collect $15,000 down, and I assign my lease option agreement
over to your
tenant buyer.
Right.
Right? So that's one right there that we could absolutely do. Easy to structure. We could even do a sandwich lease, potentially, where maybe we don't offer them quite $2,000. Maybe we offer them $1,850 or something, and we're able to
Rent it out for
$22.
Yeah. Okay.
Collect the $350 or so. You know, and what we can get will certainly depend on what kind of shape it's in. But so, this is a 4,200 square foot, 5-bedroom, 3.5-bath in a pretty good area that's probably just dated.
Uh-huh.
So we can make some money on this deal.
Yeah.
So this is what I like even better than that.
Contract for deed, 3 years, $1,500 payment.
Something like
that. That's kind of what I'm thinking you're going to say.
Yeah. With, let's say, it's not a tremendous amount of money down. Like, let's say that we picked a price of $420, maybe $18,000 down.
Okay.
Something like that. To as much as maybe $25,000 down.
Uh-huh.
And 1600. I mean, 1600, they're netting more working with us than they would be getting it as far as rent, right?
Absolutely.
They're getting a substantial amount of money down. Now, I wouldn't do contract for deed unless I'm going to just wholesale it. So if I'm just going to find a new buyer and I'm going to say, hey, for $45,000 down, you get the rest of these terms. We collect the difference between what we give the seller as a down, and what the buyer is giving us. That's our fee. We're done. Okay? That would be contract for deed.
Uh-huh.
But I might want to stay in the middle of this. So I might want to be the bank.
So you'd do an all-inclusive.
I would do an all-inclusive, and then I would sell it on contract for deed.
Okay.
So I know that's getting a little more complex, but the reason is, and it doesn't have to be that way. I mean, to be honest, if the seller had an issue, I would just do contract for deed with the seller and I'd do contract for deed with the buyer.
Uh-huh.
But typically, I want to have more security.
Absolutely.
And the more security is me on title.
Yeah.
Buyer not on title. Right. Buyer gets less security. Jeff gets more security.
Yeah.
Okay. But also, if I'm just in the middle, what's the worst thing that happens to me? I already got paid a bunch of money,
you
right?
Get the
$25,000 or more.
You get the property back and you get to do it all over again.
Yeah. I mean, I'll deal with whatever. I have a nice cash flow coming in, probably. My guess is that, one is I'd be happy to offer these people a good price, at least based on what I believe to be a good price in relation to what it's worth and how much it needs in repairs. But I want it to pay down. So
the principal.
Yeah. So it's probably going to be a lower interest rate, or maybe I'll offer them a significantly higher price, but principal only payments or something.
So it's something, kind of pay down.
But I've got to make sure that we're going to stay where they would be close to what they would net, or better.
Okay.
Than that $2,000. And what I could tell them is, stop doing the repairs right now. They're working on this house as we speak.
Yeah.
You forget about all the headaches that you've dealt with this house. I'm going to get you the same cash flow that you told me you were hoping for.
Right.
You don't have to do any more. The cash flow will keep coming in. Here's a down payment so you know I'm real.
Yeah.
And in 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, whatever it is that we work out, you're going to get paid off the balance.
Yeah.
I like this deal a lot. And I don't even have all the details.
Yeah, exactly. So what's cool here is, Jeff, as you're putting together those terms, you know, thinking more creatively about it, you just seen my offer. My offer would have been $355 at max if they're willing to finance it for a year.
Yeah.
Right. And that would just be kind of on a rehab basis. But you're able to offer them $420, so
maybe more. We'll look at the comps. We'll
and
see
give
what
them,
the after repaired value is. We'll look at what we think it needs in work. I don't want to come in too high, but at the same time, I want to make it.
Yeah.
I just don't want them. It sounds like they would be open to this
Yeah.
You know, we're in that realm of where it should be.
Yeah.
So I want them to be able to go, if they go and talk to a realtor and they're like, oh, you know, your house, you know, is dated, needs a bunch of work, we'd probably sell it for 420. And if all of a sudden it's like, hey, my offer's 420, they'd be like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Well, then there's no realtor commissions.
Correct.
So they would make way more money.
So okay. Can we talk just a little bit about maybe the structure, just so that you have a better idea?
Yeah, and I just wanted to make that comparison for our listeners, because this is the power of it, right?
Yeah.
You can come in with a higher offer than I could.
I would come in with significant, the same kinds of offers that you will. So I'll probably come in with three to four different options for them.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
One will be cash. One will be that short-term kind of deal, and at least one, and maybe a lease option, and one owner finance deal. And my owner finance deal will be the top price, because I want it to stand out, because that's the one I want them to take.
Yeah. Yeah. So before you do that, the only point I wanted to make is, guys, if you don't know how to do stuff like this, you need to practice, right?
Yep.
But if it was just me going up against Jeff on this, if there was, you know, if I got the same lead and Jeff got the same lead, well, my offer's 355 and he's going to come in, he's going to blow me out of the water with that. So by having the knowledge that he does and thinking creatively, you're going to get the deal. I'm not.
Well, and they don't necessarily need or want to sell this house. They are, I believe this came from a rental ad.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, they're interested in renting. They're interested in getting a cash flow
every month.
It's been a rental, so
that's the key piece of information.
Yeah, so now all I have to do is, and when they've said in the notes that my seller intake person got from them is that they'd be open to terms, they'd be open to selling if it made sense. Well. Isn't that like literally the best lead? Someone that's already in the rental game, so they're used to getting a cash flow. And now I can say, hey, I can give you that same cash flow or better that you'll net. You don't have to do anything. Stop fixing the house right now. My guess is this is an older couple. They're doing the work themselves, so they're trying to save some money. We're in the middle of the summer. It's 90 plus degrees here, and they're working on a deck.
Right.
Stop. Don't worry about renting to family members and not getting what you should, or finding a new tenant and dealing with all those problems. Don't worry about vacancy anymore. Right now, guess who's making this monthly payment? They are.
Yep.
So I can solve all those problems, and just so you know, I'm going to tell you that I'm real, because I'm going to give you $15,000, $18,000, $20,000, $25,000 down.
Yeah.
That's a lot better than the $2,000 security deposit you're going to get. And they move out in a year and you've got to go paint and do carpet.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so let's go briefly into how you would structure it then.
All right. So, yeah, we'll figure out a price. We haven't even looked at that. So we'll figure out what a price could be. So let's call it 420, somewhere in there. Okay.
Okay.
And we're going to offer them, let's say, about 4 to 5% down. So, you know, in that $18,000 to $22,000 range, something like that. And the reason that we want to do that is that, hey, if I want to go and find that buyer, that owner occupant, I feel like I can get 10-ish percent down. So on a house that, let's say, we're selling for 450, 460, I would hope for $50,000, $55,000 down.
Okay.
Maybe surprised, but that's, I gotta put a number on it because I wanna feel confident I can go find that.
Right.
I feel confident I could go find that. Okay?
Okay.
So if we just wholesaled it right there, that would be, so if we can get 50 down, we only gave the seller 20, we make 30, we're done, and it's over. Now the buyer takes our contract, moves in, they have the terms that we negotiated.
Right.
Okay? Which may be the case, that might, but does that work?
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know too many people that would complain about getting a $30,000
wholesale fee.
Yeah, okay. So the next thing would be is to look at, all right, what kind of condition is this in? What payment could we get? What payment can we negotiate? So let's say that we sell this property for $475, okay? $475 with $50,000 down, okay? So we're going to finance someone at $425.
Okay.
Okay, so that's getting to like that jumbo loan type area. So, but I don't want to gouge people. So let's think about 5.5%. Okay, that principal and interest, that's not the taxes, that's not the insurance, which they will also be paying.
Okay.
This is just principal and interest, is a little over $2,400 a month. If I can get them to take, what did we were talking about? 15
Yeah,
something?
15, yeah.
Let's offer them a little more. $1,650.
Okay.
Okay. Guess what? We get the difference.
Yeah, you can stay in the middle of
$750 a month. That's pretty good cash flow, right?
That is good.
On a house that you're not going to touch, that you're not going to do anything to.
Yep.
Okay. Now, let's say that this property, so that we now, our buyer now owes us $425,000.
Okay.
Let's say over a three-year period of time.
Okay.
And then they have a balloon. So the balloon payment would be about $407,000. It's $406,837.
Okay.
That's what they owe us at the end of 3 years.
Okay.
What if we offered, and we could do this, so $420,000 I think was the number that we're trying to offer, right?
Yeah.
The seller, with $20,000 down, yeah. Just for easy numbers.
Okay.
Let's just do it at 4.5%. So that's too much because their payment would be $2,026. So let's do 4%. $1,900, let's do 3%. $1,686, I think that's where
pretty
we
close.
Should be. Okay?
Okay.
$1,686. In 36 months, we owe them $374,000.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the way this would work. Okay? If we're putting down 20 and we're collecting 50, we get paid 30.
Yeah.
Good payday.
Yeah.
We're now getting $750 a month.
Cash flow.
For doing what?
Nothing.
Zero. Not one thing.
Right.
What if the roof caves in?
That's not our responsibility.
Not ours. Nope. We're the bank.
Yep.
So we collect payments for 3 years. Okay? 750 times 3 years would be $27,000. We've made 30.
Yeah, plus 27 in cash flow.
And we get the difference between the payoffs.
The 406.
So we're at about 26, another 31, 32,000.
That's a way good deal.
So we could wholesale this, but we could make almost $90,000
by staying
in the
middle
3 years. And what's the point of getting out of it? I mean, yes, we make a nice wholesale fee up front, $30,000, but yeah, we're leaving almost 60 on the table. So
yeah, that's huge.
Yeah,
that is so big. Okay.
So and yeah, you know, everyone talks about cash flow. Now, could we structure this more longer term? Maybe make it worth the seller's while. Maybe take a little less money, cash flow wise, but we'll structure it for 7 years, 10 years, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. And maybe instead of doing a contract for deed where we don't get as much money, maybe we do it as a lease option to our new tenant buyer. And we're just trying to collect our money that we paid the seller. So we're in it for nothing.
Yeah.
But our principal is paying down over that period of time. The renters is not paying down.
Right.
So, yeah. So we're getting a monthly cash flow. Maybe we're into it for a few $1,000s or none.
Uh-huh.
We're getting $400-$500 a month cash flow. But then if my seller or my tenant buyer exercises their option, we get the difference between the $470 or whatever we sold it for.
Yep.
And whatever we're down to with our seller could be pretty massive.
Yeah.
And we got the long-term capital gains because, you know, we held this property for over a year. We didn't sell it right away, so we get some tax benefits for doing that.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of things scenarios that you can do, but do you see? I don't even have all the info for this, but I like this lead.
Yeah, you got 10. You got 10 offers you can make right now.
I do. I have a number of things that I could do with this.
That's awesome. I love that example, and I really like how I thought through it, and then you thought through it, and then.
Oh, and to be honest, I think that you thought through it just fine. Those would probably be similar offers that I'll make in the LOI,
yeah.
But this is the one that I want.
Yeah, that's the big kahuna right there.
I don't want them to take my cash offer, and if they do, I want it to be like insulting. Like,
yeah,
you know, there's like no way for me to lose. Because I'd much rather them take the higher priced offer.
Absolutely, that's awesome. I love that.
Yep.
Well, cool. Let's end this one right here. Okay. And we'll continue with part three of this.
Got it.
So thanks, guys, for listening. Please show us some love. We need ratings and reviews. Please subscribe if you have not done that. And go to our website to leave us a comment, or if you guys have a question, a deal you want to run by us, whatever. It's www.thecreativefinancingpodcast.com. Any last words, Jeff?
No, I enjoy this. I hope it's helpful.
It is for me, for sure.
That's good.
All right, thanks, guys. We're out.
Thanks for listening to the Creative Financing Podcast. We need your feedback to continue to bring you the best strategies in creative financing. So please subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. We greatly appreciate your ear, and please pass this on. Until next time, create some terms. This show offers general information on creative financing strategies and real estate investments. Nothing contained herein should be considered personal, legal, or financial advice. Every state has individual laws governing the use and type of documents used to execute strategies discussed herein. You should consult with a local licensed real estate broker and attorney before relying on any information contained herein. Information is not guaranteed, and opinions of the guests are their own. Profits are not guaranteed, and there's always inherent risk in real estate investing.